This is Wade Rathger, the Chief Organizer's Report on Holding Hospitals Accountable in Washington State. Like most people, I'm pretty sure the quality of my life is directly improved in proportion to my ability to avoid the strangely named thing called webinars. Surely that's a weapon that's used in some old Star Wars movie, not an organizing tool. I'm not going to change my mind about webinars, I don't think, but this one, organized by the Alliance for a Just Society, was playing our song about how to force hospital accountability, and all of our team wanted to learn every chorus. Listening to the presentations by Will Pitts of various hospital campaigns waged in recent years by Washington Citizen Action Network was a joyous sound. It was almost embarrassing how many questions our folks were asking, but we were hungry for this. Washington can detail campaigns as they fought in Tacoma, Seattle, and Spokane, with both nonprofit and for-profit hospitals, including some in the huge Catholic and Deaconess networks that are among the largest in the country. One early Insight pitch share that was worth the price of admission was that they'd found for-profits more responsive to meeting about improving charity policies than nonprofits. And not only did that resonate with our own initial experience, where letters to nonprofits in Little Rock, Dallas, and Houston asking for a meeting to discuss these issues thus far has been met in silence, but it was convincing that we needed to target them equally, even though the affordable care handles on nonprofits are so much stronger. The nonprofit rules, tax exemption be damned, are hunkering down hoping that they can continue to do business as usual, and the patients and communities be damned. Amazingly, Washington can, in fact, had won a financial assistance policy at one for-profit that set us back on our heels. 300% of poverty guideline eligibility for full charity care and 500% of poverty for 75% charity care. We'd been assuming that we might be lucky to win a clear standard in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas at 200% of poverty for charity care from nonprofits, and a notion that anyone, anywhere, could win this 300 to 500 standard is a game changer, and with a for-profit, unheard of. At one point in the webinar, and okay, I've used in the Senate, so I guess I'm now saddled with this preposterous word for life, Pitts asked the listeners if anyone had won or heard of a higher standard, because it would be helpful to him to know. I don't know Pitts, but he delivered the line sincerely without seeming to brag, but believe me, there was nothing but silence in response to his call. This will be the gold standard for holding hospitals accountable in this campaign. Trust me on that. None of the Washington campaigns seemed easy. Their efforts were significantly resourced and determined, involving 2,000 doors being hit in one area for one hospital campaign, putting up 500 yard signs for another, and essentially throwing the kitchen sink at them. Not quite the sink, the PowerPoint, and yes, I'll admit, I studied one of those bad boys carefully too, featured a cute tactic of holding a debtor's carnival under a canopy on the grounds of Swedish Hospital in Seattle. Washington Can's experience had led them to distill some standard demands not only on poverty guidelines, but also on brass tacked items like the length and detail of the applications which many of the nonprofits are using to discourage and disqualify desperate people, winning a straightforward two-pager in some cases. They also have fought for, and seem to have won in some cases, the ability for patients to backfile for charity care, and by doing so, extricate themselves from court and debt collection procedures, which is also huge. They did a group filing for charity care, which was right up our alley as well. We're going to drink this Kool-Aid and share it with as many thirsty organizers as possible. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.